This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 4th. God's word to you today is because. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verses 31 to 32 from the Voice Translation, and it says, "So what should we say about all this? If God is on our side, then tell me, whom shall we fear? If he did not spare his own son, but handed him over on our account, then don't you think that he will graciously give us all things with him?" Joshua 14, verses 6 to 12, please read, highlights two things to which Caleb's response to the Lord and to Joshua was, "Bring it on." The first is, "Bring on the promises of God." And the second is, "Bring on the giants." Bring it on. All of them are as one, and it is coming down. Joshua 14, verse 12 says, "So now I ask that you give me this hill country that the Eternal spoke about on that day. You heard then how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities, and so they are still. Because the Eternal One goes with me, I will drive them out, just as he said." This is taken from the Voice Translation. God is bringing you into a great fortified city, and you will overcome it in the mighty name of Jesus. It is foolhardy to think that you can take the land without taking on the giants. It is childish to think that the land flowing with milk and honey will not be occupied and protected. If you see a land that is not filled with giants, the land is worth nothing. The land God has promised you is a good land. Expect the giants. Like Caleb, our response to the giants is, bring it on. All the giants, all of them as one, pack them all together, put their heads together, and bring them. Caleb was 85, but he said he was going to deal with the giants. Giants, these are huge, terrible warriors. But Caleb said something that is huge. He said, "Because the Eternal goes with me, I will drive them out." And this is something we should never forget. By ourselves, we can do nothing. But if the Lord be with us, there is nothing that will stop us. If God is with you, there is nothing that will stop you, absolutely nothing. It is important to understand what it means to have the Lord with you. A lot of times, we mix things up, and we expect that God will do certain things for us. God will not do certain things for you. You have to do them yourself. Note that Caleb did not say, "Because the Eternal goes with me, he will drive out the giants." Is that what is in your own Bible? Please open your Bible and read what it says in Joshua 14, verse 12. Caleb said, "Because the Eternal goes with me, I will drive them out, just as he has said." In other words, Caleb was saying, "Driving out the giants is my call. I will not send God to do what he has sent me to do." Stop trying to send God to do what he has sent you to do. There are things only you can do. You cannot do the things God can do, and God will not do the things that he has sent you to do. You cannot do God's part, and he will not do your part. That is how it is. God will be with you, but you have to drive the giants out. Ours is to pray. His own is to answer. You cannot answer your own prayers. If you can answer your prayer, then it is too small. You cannot answer your prayers. It is only God that can answer your prayers. But guess what? God will not do the supplication for you. You must show up and pray by yourself. God answers the prayers. The power of prayer is not in our prayers, but in his answering. Let us pray. Father, let your manifest presence be with me always. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.